Hey, I'm Megs, and welcome to the Free to Be You podcast. I am an identity and alignment coach who is passionate about helping you move into the second chapter of your life as the freest, most self-expressed version of who you really are. If there's one thing I know for sure, it's that when you decide to go on this journey and rediscover you, you are going to need people around you who are going to encourage you to keep moving forward and keep choosing yourself. I have created a free community of women who are doing just that. It's called the Freed to Rediscover You group. It's over on Facebook. The link is in the show notes below this episode. I would love to see you there. I would love to support you on your journey to moving through self-abandonment and into full self-expression. My guest today is the amazing Pamela Holt. She is a travel expert and the executive producer and host of a new series streaming on Amazon called Me, Myself and the World, The Art of Solo Travel. Pamela was born in California, raised in Hawaii. She began solo traveling at the age of 19, and today she has actually journeyed over 81 countries solo, including Antarctica, Bali, Japan, Singapore, and nearly everywhere in between. We are going to have an amazing conversation today about confidence and discovering yourself through solo travel. So I don't want to waste any more time. I want to jump into this conversation with Pamela because I know you're going to love it. Let's get into it. So Pamela, welcome to the Free to Be You podcast. I'm so excited to have you because I've been checking out all of your amazingness online. So I know that we're going to have amazing gold nuggets to drop from all the things you've learned. But let you explain who you are and a little bit about your story.
Oh, thank you. Hi, Megs. I'm so happy to be here. And I've been enjoying your podcasts and your guests and taking in little nuggets myself, which I've really enjoyed. So thank you. And also thank you for having a podcast that speaks to women over 40, because there's a lot of us and we're pretty darn amazing.
Yes, we are. I have to agree.
Yes,
we
are. Yes. Yes, I am Pamela Holt. I am now known as a producer, director, and TV host of this travel series, Me, Myself, and the World, The Art of Solo Travel. And it came about truly because travel is my passion. As you mentioned, I started traveling at 19. My parents took my sister and I to Asia for 6 weeks when I was 13, 14 years old. And I think I got the travel bug there. I had spent the whole summer working as an assistant pool cleaner because the guy gave free lunch at McDonald's. And I'd saved up for, I know that was the motivation. And I'd saved up for a Seiko watch, the kind little white sort of oblong one with the Roman numerals. And I spent my birthday at a very chic restaurant in Hong Kong. And everyone sang me happy birthday at the restaurant. And I remember thinking, I've arrived with my little Seiko watch that I had bought myself. And that's where I got the travel bug. That is where I got the inspiration. And I went on to becoming a performer. I've been in movies, television, worked on stage for 10 years. And I had basically just, this is a big part of my story. I had basically just booked my second but official Broadway tour. And I was just a few blocks away from the final audition, which my agent may or may not have sneaked that I'd already booked it. And I got T-boned, and a woman ran a red light and wrapped my car around a telephone pole. And I woke up a month later, and I went from performing for 10, 11 years. I was a headline entertainer. I was also in large scale production shows. And I went from 120 minutes of material instantaneously in my head to not remembering my best friend's name. So wow. It was a life and career altering moment. And subsequently, I had 3 more car accidents in about a span of 7-8 years. I know, it's tragic. And it was, I didn't know what I was supposed to learn, what I was supposed to take from all this, because it just felt like it was depleting me. And in that moment, after the third car accident, about a year into it, I had a doctor call me and say, well, it's Thursday. You're going in for spine surgery at 5 a.m. on Monday. You better get your life in order. And, you know, to be told that, it's so defining. And from that moment on, and I said, okay, one, I'm going to breeze through this spine surgery and come out on the other end totally healed. And two, I'm going to go to 80 countries for my 50th birthday, which was rather a large scale endeavor, but it changed my life and it changed my being. And I had a quest and I had a lot to live for and a lot to get better for. And in fact, I even booked a ticket the night before my surgery on that Sunday night. I didn't pay for it, but I booked it. I called American Airlines and I said, okay, I'm having spine surgery. Hold my ticket. If I make it through, if I live and I can walk, I'm calling you back, press send and book my ticket. I'm going to the Middle East backpacking in 6 months. And that's what I did. And that really took me on my journey.
Oh, what a story. There's so many things that we could dig into there. I mean, like one car accident is one thing, but three in, wow. You know, they do say,
and none of them were my fault.
They don't lie. No.
No. That was the one good thing about the third car accident. My first thought was, oh God, that's three. And there was a sense of like, okay, I'm done with these experiences.
Yeah, for sure. Let's have some more. Let's have some fun ones for sure.
Yes.
Well, I love a good, you know, sort of hero's journey. I mean, that's what makes a good story. We all have one, but, you know, some of us have a little, like, that's quite obviously a very dramatic thing to go through and come out the other side. What I love about what you said, though, is how you had something to live for and that was something that you made a choice. And I mean, it's kind of like putting it out there, and that's what's you're intentional about what you want to happen, even though so much of it was out of your control. Like, that's pretty inspiring just from a mindset point of view. So one of the things that I want to talk to you about as well is kind of how this sort of show came about, because I know that it's a big goal of yours now to kind of inspire other women to travel solo or like to get out there and see the world. And I know that's not something that you expected to be part of why you were doing it. I mean, obviously it was more so for yourself, but it's got a much bigger, you've got a much bigger goal now and a much bigger passion around it. So let's dive into that a little bit. Like, how have you sort of seen that play out? And when did you kind of realize that you were inspiring other people?
Yeah, I think on my 40th birthday, it was sort of my, you know, break out of the mold moment. I took myself on a 40th birthday. I did not want to be at a bar or with family turning 40. I just thought, oh my gosh, I don't have a boyfriend. I don't have a career. What am I doing? There's no way I'm going to go to some bar and have everyone give me the puppy dog eyes of, well, maybe this year will be better.
No one wants that.
No, I took myself on a trip and I really started to step into, I hate to say my womanhood, but I really started to step into my power in that trip because I took ownership of my own happiness by doing that. And I really created that sort of that tumbleweed that just kept growing and growing into this passion to create the series. Me, myself, and the world. Also, there was a really big motivation to do things that made me happy because, particularly in my late 30s and my whole 40s, I felt invisible. I literally felt invisible as a woman, especially, or maybe not especially, but in Los Angeles. I, both in my career and just in the dating scene, I was invisible. A quick little story. I remember being at a very cool outdoor Sunday bar. And I was kind of looking at a guy completely age appropriate. And he walked over and I thought, oh boy, here's my moment. And he literally, he's like, hey, are you going to be here for a while? And I'm like, oh yeah, I am. But I'm just going to run, get a drink and then I'll be right back. And he goes, oh no. You can take your time. I just want your seat. And it was to talk to the girl next to me. I remember walking up to the bar thinking, I'll have a triple.
Oh,
it was that sense of feeling invisible. And by going on these trips, by solo traveling, I was building confidence in myself. I was, you can't help but have self-discovery when you solo travel. You're with your own thoughts. You're left to your own demise. And you really start to build self-confidence because you have to make decisions. And with each positive decision, you're building yourself up and you're getting to know yourself. And I stopped feeling invisible because I became enough for myself.
I love that. Yeah. Wow. I mean, well, everyone over 40 and like a lot of the women that listen to my podcast are in that age group, which is, I'm very happy about because that's who we're chatting to here. But I feel like we all have that kind of, I call it a holy shit moment, but you know, that moment we're like, whoa, wait a minute. How did I arrive here? And it sounds like you had a similar journey to me where we kind of like end up shooting all over ourselves. Like, this should be different. My life should be different. You know, I should be happier. I should be this. I should be that. And so I love that you kind of, obviously there's always like those defining moments, like the guy in the bar. Let's not talk about him anymore. He can just go, you know, continue on. But like those moments where you kind of wake up a bit and you're like, okay, I love that you were then able to kind of make a decision to do something different. And those moments where it's about how we handle things. That's what I'm trying to say. So it's not like it happens to us. It's about, you know, it's about what we do about it and the response that we have to that. And I think that we do gain a lot of knowledge of ourselves when we become aware of what those decisions bring.
And no, it's about choosing to be happy. I could have driven home that night and felt worthless and invisible. And I specifically remember getting in my car thinking, I'm going to blast the radio with fabulous songs and I'm going to fill this car with joy and I'm going to make my own happiness. I don't need him. And so little things like that kept pushing me closer and closer to being happy alone and feeling whole and not needing them, partly because I was forced to, and partly because I just demanded happiness for myself. I just lived through these accidents and thought to myself, oh, hell no. I'm going to go live out loud, even if it's alone. But you had asked me earlier, in living, in walking the walk, that's when I started to inspire other women around me and actually other men as well, but in particular, other women. And I have a friend, Heidi, and she just thought this solo travel was crazy. And it was maybe geared towards meeting a man. It wasn't necessarily for the luxury of traveling alone and building that self-confidence and really having total freedom. And at one point she came to me and she's like, I'm going to solo travel. And she had the time of her life. And that was the moment that I realized, wow, one by one, I can inspire these women to really live their authentic self. And that really was a catalyst into creating the series.
Yeah,
and
for
just
sure.
Walking the walk.
100%. I'm all about that. And so, you know, I think the other thing that just is interesting is that we as women, we feel we have this misconception about the fact that like we can't travel alone. Like we need someone to protect us. We need someone to enjoy it with. We need someone to hold our hand almost. It's kind of, and I know that's not something that deep down, if we're really honest with ourselves, we really believe, obviously, but it's kind of what society has sort of, I don't know, made us feel like we aren't either worthy or good enough or strong enough to be able to do these kinds of things by ourselves. And there's a lot of women who find themselves on their own in their 40s and feeling like, if I don't find someone to have these experiences with, then I'm never going to have them. And that's not true. So can you speak a little bit into that? Like, because I know you've had some pretty interesting experiences. Oh, you've told me a few already, so I can't wait for you to share them.
You know, I would say that my development happened over time. I've always looked fairly young, and I remember turning 30, and it was the first time I felt like my opinion mattered or was even heard. And then when I turned 40, I felt freedom to stop asking permission. Like there was this societal rule, like, oh, a person, a female who's 40 is now a woman. Mm-hmm. And then when I turned 50, I mean, secretly, I remember turning 50 and thinking, I can be as sassy as I want. I can be sassy. And I went from feeling empowered to powerful.
Oh, I love that.
And so all of that was just a journey of keep on keeping on with looking for my own happiness by myself, not in career, not from a man, not even from the women in my life that I looked up to, just me. Am I happy with the decisions that I'm making? And am I happy with the choices that are leading me to the experiences that I'm either creating or taking part in? And for me, that was solo travel. Society definitely has conditioned women in every culture to have certain expectations for themselves. And we do not have to partake in any of those. And it's just so freeing. And I think also when you meet women, when you're solo traveling, you really do, you can't help but meet people. And when you meet other women, whether they're solo traveling or they're a local, you learn so much about different women, different cultures. There was a quick little anecdote. I was in Bangladesh. I was outside of Dhaka. I was with, you know, around women that literally have not one part of them showing. Everything's covered up. And I have this great picture of a girl whose husband said, oh, can my wife take a picture with you? I couldn't even see her. And she's standing there and she grabs my hand and she is about to squeeze my fingers off. And she says to me underneath her outfit, you are so lucky to be free.
Wow.
I mean, those moments, I wanted to like put her in my bag and smuggle her out of the country. But those moments are so powerful, especially for women who are free, who are living in a Western culture that have total freedom. We better darn use it because we got it.
And it's a lot of our feelings of feeling like feeling trapped or feeling not trapped, but you know what I mean? Like feeling like we're not free are in our head. Because we are, when you compare it to something like that, we have the ability to make choices every single day. And it's only ourselves that hold ourselves back. And I mean, I found that story when you told it like so inspiring, because that would have been such a light bulb moment for anybody. But for you in particular, you're already free and you are taking advantage of that freedom. So for anyone listening who's like, maybe not traveling yet, or maybe haven't made, maybe there's something that they want to change and they don't feel like they can compared to that. Mm-hmm. We're just a decision away from having a completely different life. And I know that's something that I have really embraced over the last few years. Like we are never stuck anywhere. We never stuck.
Mm-mm. Tomorrow's literally a new day. I could have given up in accident 1, 2, or 3.
Yes.
You have to choose life. And I'm not saying it's all rose-colored glasses, because there's still going to be a lot of hills to climb. But if you stick with it, the majority of your choices for positivity, creativity, and to live life out loud are going to result in positive things for sure. So true. I got married at 53. I'm now 54, just turned. And I met my husband in high school. We never dated. We barely knew each other, but we knew each other. And our two best friends got married. And I've always known of him and been in similar circles, but we reconnected in 2019. And I believe that I was ready to meet someone and marry because I completed my own circle.
Yes.
I wasn't looking for someone else to complete it. And now, granted, we've only been married just over a year, but we come to our relationship in a different manner. He's not even a fan of huge international travel, so I get to continue being a solo traveler, which is so great.
That is great.
I love it. I love it. I loved that when I found that out. I said, oh boy, boy, I get to do what I do best. But I completed my own circle first. It wasn't easy,
No. So when you say you completed your own circle, like what, explain what you mean by that. I mean, we can kind of get the gist from everything you've said so far, but like, what did that, how did you know that? Like, what's in that circle that makes it feel complete for you?
Happiness by myself, the freedom to be the free to be me.
Yes.
The free to be you, the free to be me without excuses. And more importantly, happy by myself. I learned to be present. I learned to be where my feet were. And I know that's hard for a lot of women listening to your show because they have a lot of responsibilities with family, husbands, and kids. And I didn't have that. So I definitely had an advantage there. But I believe that women can find that. And I know women who solo travel for just a day. There's a woman I know who sometimes solo travels for the day. Like she'll leave at 9 a.m. and maybe she's home at 10 p.m. But she, in her mind, she's like, oh, I'm a tourist in the city next to me for a day. Because sometimes it's that mental vacation. Another thing is, I, as much setback as I had, I learned that life is abundant. I know a lot of women are taught scarcity. That's why we have to find a husband to not only complete our circle, but to provide.
Yeah.
We have abundance. Luckily, in today's world, we don't need a man or a partner to find abundance. We can create our own. And I really believe that when you solo travel and you build that confidence and you get to know yourself, you can trust yourself to take care of yourself.
Yeah.
My big motto is feel the fear and do it anyway. Was I scared to go to many of the places and do many of the things that I did? Oh, hell yes. Did I do them? I did them anyway. I felt the fear and I did it anyway. Thanks to this book by Susan Jeffers. She's long past. Yeah.
Such a good book. It's
not even that like mind boggling. It just is her journey. But the title alone has taken me through countless experiences.
Yeah, and sometimes it's the simple things like that are like those bike drop simple things that just hit you.
Yes.
I would love to know, like, based on what you just said about feeling the fear and doing it anyway, what is the most scariest moment you found yourself in?
Oh,
I know there's probably a number of them, but I actually don't know the answer to this one. And I just thought of it. I'm like, I wonder what... Like, what's something where you were like, what am I doing here? Like, oh my God.
Oh, wow. There have been a lot. And I would like to preface this because solo travel can be totally safe.
I want people
to solo travel. I definitely have gotten myself into a few little predicaments because I'm a little bit more adventurous than the average bear.
Really? I think we've picked that up here.
I can tell you a fun one. Yeah. I was in Russia and I had befriended, this is a funny little story. I befriended some girls in a bathroom. I went into the bathroom. I was in a bar. It was, you know, great vodka and everything. And I went into the bathroom just to put on some lip gloss. And as I'm putting on the lip gloss, I literally see about 10 spying eyes looking at me as if I'm holding $1 million bag of money. And wow. I sort of turned around and I was like, did you guys want to use this too? You know, this is the 90s. And they're like, yes. And everybody was using this lip gloss. And of course I generously said they could keep it. Yes. Well, that made me friends instantaneously with this group of girls. And when each time that I was in and out of the country, I started bringing things they needed, like toilet paper, pillows, paper towels, the most basic of things that I could get when I was traveling and bring it back. So I did. And one night, one of the girls said, we're going to take you out. And we went out, we were going to some of the local clubs. It was so exciting, kind of a view that most tourists would not see.
Yeah.
And I saw a French fry stand. So I grabbed some French fries for everyone, you know, it was pennies. And then some police came by. And I guess they knew these girls, which I did not know at that time that they were girls who at times were ladies of the evening. I didn't know that. And they assumed that they had done something bad to get the money to pay for French fries, which were completely out of a normal person's ability to buy. So under her breath, as they're walking up to us, she tells me to pretend that I can't hear and can't speak. And I'm like, oh my gosh. And so at one point they have us like up against a wall. They're frisking us and all this kind of stuff. They're rattling off and rushing back and forth. And then finally, somehow she and I are pretending like we're fake sign language or something. I forget what it was. And because we didn't want them to know I was an American.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
And at some point I just gave up. I said, oh, this isn't going to work. And I just turned to the guy in English and I said, I'm going to buy all of you French fries and I'll also give you money for tomorrow night's French fries. And they took it. So weird. So we went from up against the wall to eating French fries with these scary police guys.
Oh my goodness. If that's not confidence, I don't know what is. That's like totally feel the fear and do it anyway. Oh my gosh. Wow. I mean, like obviously those are some things that may stop people from, those are the kinds of things that get in people's heads about stopping them from doing something that's way out of their comfort zone. But at the end of the day, those are the things that's character building right there, isn't
it? Yes.
Yeah.
It is.
And so is. Like getting to know yourself based on the experiences that you have. Sometimes they are the scariest experience. Sometimes they are the lower, the negative things we learn more from. I mean, it's like you were saying before about your accidents and things and how you know, sort of come out of the other side of that. Like those are the moments that we really get to know ourselves, but we have to put ourselves out there to discover that stuff and rediscover those things about ourselves. And I think that's what really excited me about chatting with you, was that you're doing this in the most adventurous way, which I love. And we can do it on a really small scale as well. So like circling back to the circle that you were talking about and how you feel complete, I think one of the biggest things that I'm taking away from this conversation, and it's not that I didn't already know it, but it's just that the way that you've explained it and the way that you've come to learn it yourself, is that we are in control of our happiness every single day.
Mm-hmm.
And we are in control of what lights us up, and we are, like, no one can take that from us unless we let them. And I love that.
Yeah. You know, there are so many little ways that women can really bring joy into their life. Sometimes it's taking yourself on a date, going to your favorite, going to a movie. I've taken myself on so many dates in all those years I was single. And honestly, I went to nice restaurants. I literally went to nice restaurants by myself because I wasn't going to wait around for someone else to take me. Yeah. And sometimes I had an even better experience because I really got to taste the food. You know, all the waiters, I met people next to me. Oh, why are you dining alone? Well, it's fun. And those things I had to do for myself, whether it's lighting a candle, and I always put a placemat down when I eat. And I learned that from my grandmother, because I asked her, I was like, oh, grandma, why do we have to set the table? And why do you always put a placemat down every night? And she goes, because I'm worth it. We are worth it. We have so much value. The older we get, the more wisdom we get, the more valuable that we are. And if we just stop and listen to that intuition that's telling us this, and not to society or movies or TV or anything else that's telling us otherwise, we kind of stand up one day and go, oh, now wait a minute. And you just unzip this cloak that they have you in and you say, meh, you pick it up. I'm going so free.
Powerful. Yeah. I love that. And you're right. We can step into this solo self-discovery journey that you've been on in our own backyard. Like, we can take ourselves out to dinner. We can do things solo and have that experience without having to leave the country. And we can begin that journey. And that can be, I mean, I know one of the things that I've always loved to do is to just go for a walk on the beach. And I mean, I live a kilometer from the beach, so I can walk from my house to the beach and walk on the beach and walk back and still not be out of breath. So I'm very lucky. But I don't take that for granted, because most of my family live an hour away and they have to get in the car and come. This is little things like that, and it all comes from being aware, like self-awareness. I believe, is like the first step to discovering anything. Like if you aren't aware, yes, like we talked before about being aware of how free we are. Well, once you have that awareness, then you get to be make different decisions and you get to be intentional about what you're now aware of. And if we take, yes, that back to what we're aware of with ourselves, like if we become aware, you obviously know that you love adventure. Some people don't love adventure, but that doesn't mean that they can't embrace what we're saying and still go and experience things that are they're going to learn something about themselves. We need to have that self-awareness that we have the ability to do that. And I love that this conversation is sort of giving people permission to kind of, you know, tap into that side of themselves, because that's why I have this podcast in the first place. It's all about giving people permission to, you know, to uncover something about themselves that they don't know and step into it and be more of it.
Absolutely. And I love what you said, where for some women, they have no interest in traveling at all, but they can take their interests and bring joy and really create joy in their life just with their interests, whatever that is. Yeah. And I just hope one person hearing this can remember how free they are. Mm-hmm. And tomorrow wake up and say, hey, gosh, I better start using this unbelievable thing that I have been given as a woman that has not always rung true throughout history and not even in the world today. So yeah, that little shift in mindset,
yeah,
could build mounds of confidence. Yeah.
Yeah. One of the things that I've found as well that holds us back is when we start to stand in our truth and when we start to put ourselves out there. And I know this has been a big thing for me this year in particular, because obviously I'm having conversations with people all around the world and I'm putting it out there for all to see. I'm telling my story. There's all these elements that of growth that I'm going through just having this show. And one of the things that we bump up against when we put ourselves out there is this feeling of being, well, for me, it's always been not good enough, which I'm overcome and perfectly good enough now. But for a long time, that was my story. And so when you bump up against that story, then you start to feel like act like a bit of an imposter. So, well, who am I to be doing this? Who am I to be? I'm not as good as this person that's been doing it forever. And, or I don't have a degree, or I don't have this, or all these stories that start to come up that it's like, you didn't even know they were there. And again, it's that another level of self-awareness that comes out of putting yourself out there and discovering something. Then we generally, that's where we find that we bump up against these things and we have to overcome them. And that can make us step back, don't you think?
Absolutely. You talk to women in business around the world, and so many of them talk about the imposter syndrome. I have felt it so many times. And it's not until I recurringly heard very strong, very successful women saying they felt that too, did I start addressing it in myself? Because it's almost like society puts that on us, the I'm not good enough. I kept reaffirming that I'm not good enough with every guy who didn't want to date me, or every job I didn't book, or whatever that was. Yeah. I kept getting reaffirmed, whereas I had to shift my belief of, oh, okay, I'm not right for them, but most likely they're not right for me, mm-hmm, as opposed to I'm not good enough, which also, in all fairness, I learned that over time. I learned, yeah, that with age, that wisdom, and I learned it from listening to podcasts like yours and hearing successful women talk about their journey and how similar it is for so many women. So it's seeking the answers to realize a lot of us do feel that. And again, it goes back to feel the fear and do it anyway. Like, okay, yeah, I totally feel like an imposter when I'm talking to someone at a network. And then I just put on my big pants and I walk in and I fake it the whole time. And then I come out and think, oh boy, I did know something.
Yeah, absolutely. And when we put ourselves out there, we put ourselves on the line to get feedback. And while some of that feedback, yes, isn't always good, most of it is good. Yes. Most of it is good. And so instead of focusing on that one comment or that one thing that perhaps would give you evidence of everything you believed about yourself, we need to learn to shift that and focus on the rest of the feedback. And I think that's the reason that I have this show and the reason I love talking to people like you and sharing your story is because it does exactly that. It's that whole Me Too thing, right? It's like, well, if she can do it, you know, I can do it. Or if all these other people have done it, then maybe there's a chance that I can do it. It's like giving that permission for people to go, okay, well, I'm going to just dip one toe in the water, like just put myself out there a little bit, get a little bit of feedback, start searching for positive feedback instead of looking for evidence to support everything you've ever believed to be true about yourself. Yeah. And that's where the freedom is.
It is. And also in supporting each other. Yes. Anyway, everywhere I go, I compliment women everywhere. And I do it because one time I complimented a woman when I was getting a taco. And she was overweight, but she was flawless and stunning. And this is years ago. This is years ago. I want to say that. And so I just turned her eyes. Oh my gosh, you are flawless. You're fabulous. You're so pretty. And she looked at me with like these big eyes and sort of stormed away. And then she came back to get a second tray for the people she was sitting with. And she was bawling. And I thought, oh my God, what have I done? I just complimented her. And the cashier who happened to be the owner of the shop and I were like, oh my gosh, are you okay? And she looked at me and she said, nobody's noticed me in 7 years. Thank you. And I thought, oh my gosh, from that day forward, I have been complimenting women everywhere for even the smallest of things and not, I love your dress or I love your hair. Your dress looks fabulous on you. Your hair, what a great style. Whatever it is that I can find a compliment there and not disingenuous, but just to the butterfly effect, to pay it forward, because some women really need to hear it. And if we continue to boost each other up, if we continue to be authentic and share our stories and we encourage each other, man, what a difference we're going to make. That butterfly is going to fly everywhere and it's going to make ripples and changes in the whole society. So that's so something good. I cognizantly do all the time.
Hang on a second. I know with the butterfly, you are the butterfly. Let's be real. You've done this, in like 81 countries. I think totally your spirit animal from right now.
Thank you. You're right. Because I was in a cocoon in my little accidents and then I turned into a butterfly. You're right.
Yeah. Oh, and now you're gosh. Making that butterfly effect. How cool is that? I love you. You're welcome.
I took a lot from your podcast, from really a couple of your guests who were just so honest and so real. And I really appreciated that because they touched on subjects. One of them did touch on the imposter syndrome, which I struggle with even today, especially when I walk in a room with all these curmudgeonly old guys who are decision makers. I'm like, well, I've got a secret that they don't know. And if I walk in with that in my head, I'm like, they're going to be questioning, what's her secret? She must have another deal or whatever that is. And it's nothing, but it's that confidence of walking in. And then another of your guests talked about all sorts of interesting, like sexuality and everything. And I'm like, man, I haven't heard this since Dr. Ruth. How great that honesty to share. So thank you.
You're the so butterfly welcome as well. Himself more of a bird, but butterfly, whatever. At the end of the day, those conversations, there's so many facets to who we are. Like we're not one thing. And there's a lot of different ways that we can uncover and bring awareness to ourselves and to other areas of our life that we may not even realize we're stuck in or that we're not feeling freed in. And as you know, like, you know, my podcast is called Freed to Be You, like the D in the freed is so important because if I go back to what you said earlier about completing the circle, like that's why there's a D because it's after we've done the work and we've completed our own circle that we are actually free. And so it is like freed is sort of, that's where the freedom is. It's on the other side of that. And I love that you found love and that you are blissfully happy because you deserve that too. And I definitely relate to that story because, or that part of your story, because that's also been my journey is, you know, I was in a 28-year relationship where that was all I knew. I didn't know how to relate any other way other than how I was relating to that one person. And then I had to rediscover when that, you know, relationship ended, I had to rediscover or just maybe even discover for the first time how I actually want to relate to somebody else. And once I completed that circle, which is a circle within the circle, right? Once I completed that circle and understood myself at a really high level, at a deep level, what I was going to put up with, I suppose, because we're not going to love everything about everybody, let's be honest. But I mean, luckily I found something. I haven't found anything I don't like about Luke yet. He's pretty amazing. I don't think I will find anything, but you know what I mean? Like, we're all going to have our little quirks and our little things and that. But when you know what you want and you know what you don't want, then you can recognize those people and those things that you want to move towards so much easier. Like, you just see them. It's just there. It's like a blinding light. When you don't have the awareness around what makes you happy, what you kind of things you want to experience, you almost got to go and, like you say, you've got to go and try it. You've got to go and experience and figure it out. And I love that you're doing that through travel, because there is, it's a very big world. And most of us play in a very, very small part of it. And we don't step out of it to really see what else is out there. So thank you so much for bringing all these amazing stories and the wisdom that you've gained over the years to my show. I think that there's just been so many things. Like, I can't even sum it up in one thing, but that circle part, it all fits beautifully in there. So thank you so much. Thank you for being here.
And if I can say sort of a sign off to your listeners, I wish you joy. I wish you joy that you can create joy in your life, because only you can do it.
So true. Where can we watch your show? Where can we get in touch with you if we want to learn more about your amazing story? So what's the best place to go and listen? Or
please follow me on social. All the socials are the same. It's at the Pamela Holt. And you can see my series. We've released season one, where I go to Bali and Southern Vietnam, Me, Myself, and the World, The Art of Solo Travel. You can find it on Amazon Freebie. You can watch it for free on GoTraveler, Tubi, Sling TV. There are so many. If you want to go to PamelaHolt.com, you can see all the different links where you can watch. And of course, you can, like I said, you can watch it for free on some of the platforms. And season two should be releasing in January.
Oh, awesome. Well, I'm definitely looking forward to watching more of it. And I will put the links to all those links you just mentioned. I'll put them in the show notes as well, so they're nice and easy for people to find. And if you're listening, please take what you will from this conversation. Start to try it on. Start to embrace the things that you're learning. This is not a dress rehearsal, and you are certainly not treating it that way, which I love. I mean, it is our life and it is up to us. And there are people around you to inspire you everywhere. And all you have to do is choose you. So please continue to do that until we are back next week with another amazing guest. Pamela, again, thank you. And for everyone else, I'll see you soon.